Thank you for calling Cenis Claims and Management. My name is Granada. How may I assist you today?
Hi, I was returning a phone call. The accident with an Amazon delivery truck vehicle. I was requested to send information in. They said they would contact me today, so I'll just call them because I haven't heard from anyone.
You have a claim number?
Yeah, so I'm looking through the email they sent me. It does not have a policy number on it.
You said it doesn't?
It does not. They have sent the email requesting information in regards to the accident, time, dates, that's all that kind of stuff, police report numbers.
Okay, give me one second. You said, do you have a policy number?
Only policy number I have is my auto insurance policy number.
Okay, give me a second. Okay. What information do you have at the moment?
Well, I have all the information that was requested in the email. It says Sedgwick Ford notice of loss to us. However, we need additional information in order to move forward with the claim. See below for information we need to set up loss. As an alternative, if you have any police reports, accident reports that you can provide that have that information, we can use them to set up the loss. Also, if you have any damaged photos, please forward those as well. Thank you. If you have any additional questions, and that is it. The original email says, hello, a new call notification or document has been received by Cedric for a loss belonging to exceedance.
And okay, so it says that it belongs to exceedance?
Yes. A new call notification or document has been received by Sedgwick for a loss belonging to exceedance.
Okay. Because I would need the policy, the VIN, or either one of those, the policy or the VIN, and the date of loss as well, to look it up.
I can forward you the email I returned back to these folks. That has all that information along with photos, the VIN number photo and all that.
I won't be able to receive it because I don't have a designated email.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll give it to you information if you want to take it down then.
Okay, yeah, because let me try to check for it really quick if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right, whenever you're ready.
What information would you like first?
You can give me the VIN and I can look it up that way.
All right, my VIN number is 1. N as in Nancy, 4, A as in Apple.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm so sorry. So, you said your VIN?
Yeah, that's the only VIN I have. I was hit, my car was struck by an Amazon truck.
Do you have the Amazon vehicle identification?
Only thing I have for Amazon vehicle is the license plate because you're hit and run.
Okay, you say you do have the plate number.
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and get that a second. Okay, yes, you can give me that, please. I'm sorry.
couldn't quite hear you breaking up.
That plate number, could I get that from you?
You're still going in and out.
All right, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
No, it's just going in and out. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
No, it's inaudible. I can't hear anything. It's just going in and out without I can't hear a word. If you can hear me, I can give you the license plate number of the Amazon delivery vehicle.
Yes, sir.
It's one. Vehicle number, the license plate number for the Amazon vehicle was 122758. And I believe it's a Delaware license plate. Hello? Can you hear me still?
Yes, sir. So the van, the plate, excuse me, I'm so sorry. It didn't come up, so I'm trying to figure out. Is it possible, do you have the company's name, other than the, because I know it's a vendor, that's over it. Do you have the name of the driver's company?
No, I think I know it was the Amazon vehicle.
Okay.
Amazon vehicle, Newcastle, Delaware.
Okay. Give me just a second if you don't mind.
Sure.